At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products. Here at Ritual, we know that a mother's support isn't limited to one day a year, and we believe that yours shouldn't be either. So this Mother's Day, we're honoring the world's biggest supporters with science-backed daily rituals that center you not just today, but every day. Whether you're thinking about motherhood, actively trying, or already there, we've got you covered for when it matters most. From fertility support and natal choline to our best-selling clinically backed prenatal multivitamin, know that you're getting clean, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms. Because let's be honest, you don't have time for guesswork. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host of the Heal It Show, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you joined us today. It's going to be a powerful show. Not that all of them aren't that way, but this is going to be especially important for some of you that are struggling with challenges and you're not sure why you're struggling. You're not sure why they came in, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, what's going on, right? And, you know, I know I've been there before. I've been in places where, even though I'm very intuitive, sometimes that intuition, I just feel like I'm blocked and I don't have the answer to get me to the next level, to get me unstuck. So for me, what I do is I reach out to very wise individuals. Now, maybe their personality isn't wise, but they know how to tune in to higher realms of consciousness. Sometimes through guides, sometimes through channeling, sometimes through their own inner wisdom. But all of it, all plays a part into being able to help us to understand what is going on in our life. So if you got something that's blocking you right now, you just don't know how to maybe heal it. You just don't know what to do. Well, it's time to expand your understanding, expand your awareness, and tune in to maybe something that you've never tuned in before. Let go of fear, let go of worry, let go of concerns. Allow God to express through you his perfect love, joy, and wisdom. And by staying in that energy, that vibration, that frequency, everything will come into you, into your space that you need. I have a lady that I've worked with for over 3 decades now. And when I get stuck, I call her. And she tunes in to her guidance, to her guides, and gives me my answers. Wow. I haven't even revealed that, I don't think, on these shows, but that's what I do, right? So what do you do? Like, when you want to know absolutely 100% what's right for you, what your next steps are, and you're blocked, what do? Do you call a friend? Well, they may or may not have your answer. Do you call your parents? Maybe they know, I don't know. But you know, a lot of times they don't. And what we have to do is we have to go and explore the metaphysical, more than physical, right? That place where we can tune in to those that have been trained for years on how to tune in to what we need next. which is something that we're going to talk about today. All right, I'll be right back with my very special guest, and we will be talking about everything we're talking about here and a lot more. We're really talking about consciousness, right? How to tune into your higher self to be able to get the answers that you need for whatever it is. Hey, this is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm so pleased to have my guest today, Jill Amy Sager. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you so much, Ken. And I loved your introduction. Wow, that was really, really wonderful. Really great. Oh,
thank you so much. Well, for those of you that don't know Jill, she's a Jewish woman and sought-after seer whose journey of transformation inspires and empowers everybody that she connects with. Born with physical disabilities and raised in the Bronx, Jill overcame years of self-doubt, depression, to embrace a profound connection with what she calls guidance, a universal source of love, wisdom that she channels. Her work as a professional tarot reader and channeler spans decades, earning her an international following and a lot of people. Jill, it's so glad to have you on the show. And let's just talk about how you got started here.
Yeah, sure. I moved from the Bronx to California in the 70s. The late 70s, a friend gave me a tarot reading. I knew nothing about it. But at that time, it was so profound, that reading, I felt like tarot knew me. It was a really deep understanding of what I was going through at that time. Can I explain why or what happened? No, but I connected with it. The next day, she gave me my own set of cards. And I started to study tarot back then. And it was probably about 10 years later, or maybe a little bit more, that I started to hear messages that I knew weren't mine, a voice, so to speak. And I think it happened, honestly, the only thing I can say, and this is different for everybody who channels or a psychic, for me, it happened, I believe, because through the work of using tarot cards, which are pictorial, I was also a professional musician. My intuitive brain, that right side of the brain, opened, I think, and I understood how I started to become more intuitive myself. I started to see things that I knew clearly were things I couldn't explain. So I think it was a level first, really trusting my own intuition. And then I started to hear information from the universe. It was, that's what happened. That's really,
you know, I always wonder this. Okay. When you tune in, well, let's talk about, first of all, before I get there, you say it's guidance, right? That's what you call it. Where does the show up for? Is it like visionary? Is it like a voice? Is it just a knowing? How does the guidance show up for you?
In all different ways for me. Sometimes it's direct words. Sometimes it's images. I did a lot of automatic writing, so I did hear voices. That's what is in my book. The information, the 30 chapters, has information from the universe, what I call guidance, just because that means help. And those were all pretty much what I wrote out, what I heard and wrote out direct, verbatim. So I get it in a lot of different ways.
That's really good. And so I think, you know, sometimes people are fearful to go have a reading or have someone else, you know, give them some information. And I think, I'm not sure if they're fearful about the information. I think they're fearful they may be told something that they don't want to hear or something that would be, you know, dark for them. Let's address that up front.
That is a really good thing to bring up. Skepticism is going to be there, you know, and I used to be skeptical about this. It's just through experience that I've learned to believe more and more in certain things that are not rational, so to speak. So skepticism, I understand. And you're absolutely right. Some people are afraid that they're going to hear something they don't want to hear. Now, I can't speak for everybody who does what I do, but for me, I have never, ever told anybody something that is of something dark or negative. As a matter of fact, I have come to believe from my own readings that what I'm offering is just a way to open a door, something perhaps that somebody hasn't seen for themselves. And I also believe through my readings and through my experience that people actually get what they need to hear. So there's nothing, you know, so backdoor that it's going to be negative or terrible. What I channel is a loving universal source. And it is always through love, through the deepest, most compassionate place. I get a little teary-eyed when I talk about this. So it really is such a beautiful exchange. And the other thing I can say is that when I started to open up to this source, again, whatever it is, I live in the wonder of it. I don't have an explanation for this. But I can say that I had a client coming over. By that time, I still read tarot cards, by the way. I love using them. But now really 90% of what's happening in a reading is this information I'm downloading. So this was starting to happen. And I was using that download with clients. And I remember sitting at my kitchen table waiting for this client. And right then, I had a panic moment. And I said to the universe, oh my gosh, what if something horrible and negative comes through? What have I brought in? And the voice said, you've been doing this, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, they don't exactly speak this way, but they basically said, you've been doing this for over 20 years. Do you really think at this point something terrible and negative is going to come through you? And I was like, oh, okay. So that was it. I put that to bed, and it's just been lovely, a lovely experience ever since.
I love that. Well, you know what I get also is that those beings that are the highest beings, you know, they're not in personality. They're not judging. This is good. They're in an unconditional state of joy, of love, of happiness, and they're here to support those that want to listen to their highest to be their highest and best. And you know, there's messages of truth and courage and love and wisdom and happiness and understanding, you know, that seem to come through. That's been my experience.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. That's it. Because what I've learned, and this now is so deep in my belief system, what I've learned is that what we're really here to do as human beings on this planet, which is so tough to do, is to really live in the joy of our lives, to love ourselves so unconditionally that we do better, not just for ourselves, of course, ourselves first, but when we live in our joy, when we live in happiness, when we live loving ourselves in that unconditional way, we can love other people. And all of that starts with us. So you're right. That is what I always get, like you said, Ken, that you always get, which is, please, you know, we want to help you to love yourself more so that the world is better, so that your friends are better, so that you're better. Living in the truth of that is exactly what we're meant to do. Harder to say and harder to do, but it is the ultimate goal. And that's why I'm doing the work I'm doing.
Yeah, and I sense with the work, because this has been my experience, is that sometimes, like I said in the monologue, we get stuck. Now, what's the stuckness? Okay, the stuckness is usually an old harm or a guilt, shame, worry, you know, something that happened emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. Just, but there's a belief in there. There's an imprint in there that we need to a lot of times just release. And when we're in a place of that love, we're in that place of your channeling, and that love is there, that energy, vibration, that frequency is there. And I'm not sure how it all works, but I know this, that unsticks us a lot of times. We'll have an aha, or you'll hear something. That one word just unbinds the energy that's been stuck, so that person can now as my tagline goes in my other shows, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and be able to do the impossible for them, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Ken, you and I have never done a reading for you, but you're describing exactly it. That's exactly it. And whoever you've been working with has been doing it, he and I would totally vibe, because that's exactly it. And I've had that experience, because when we go to a friend to ask for advice, we all know this. We always say the same thing. You know, somebody can see, even for me, you know, somebody can see something that I can't see, right? So we go to friends for advice or family members. And the way I see this universal energy is that it's just on even a higher level of that kind of knowing. My experience is that we are seen, truly seen. And you're right, sometimes it is just a word. It's just a word. And I've had many clients will say, wow, you know, I just didn't think of it in those terms. And then, yes, you're right, that unstick happens and people feel lighter. They feel that they have gotten something. Now they can move maybe an inch, maybe a mile, but it helps. It helps. And I use the information too.
Yeah. Well, it does help. And like you said, you know, I mean, I've been a life coach and a business strategist for over 30 years. And, you know, the old saying that says, the teacher will be taught. And that's that part where we are taught too, right? We get it and they get it. All right. I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, can anybody learn this? Can anybody learn this? So we'll be right back after the break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Here at Ritual, we know that a mother's support isn't limited to one day a year, and we believe that yours shouldn't be either. So this Mother's Day, we're honoring the world's biggest supporters with science-backed daily rituals that center you not just today, but every day. Whether you're thinking about motherhood, actively trying, or already there, we've got you covered for when it matters most. From fertility support and natal choline to our best-selling clinically-backed prenatal multivitamin, know that you're getting clean, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms. Because let's be honest, you don't have time for guesswork. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products. At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically-backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Before I get to my guest, which I will in just 1 minute, I want to remind all of you to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That way you'll never miss a show. And also share this message with your family, your friends, and those that you care about. That's how we all change, grow, and take off the limitations of our life as we're in service and we help others. All right, here's my guest. Jill Amy Sager. She has a new book out there, and I want to put it up on the screen before we go any further here, because it's worth knowing, and it's a very notable book that I think everybody should have. So here we go. It is called The Guidance from the Universe. When I heard that title, I went, gotta have Amy on the show. Yeah. So Jill Amy, would you like Amy? Jill, which one, or both, or Jill Amy, which way should I go with that?
You can just call me Jill, that's fine.
Yeah, all right. guidance from the universe. Why did you write it?
Well, I had transcribed all these messages from the universe, these loving, beautiful messages on different topics, suffering and grief and money and time and all of this. And I was looking through it and I decided, you know, I had written it longhand and I just decided to download it into my computer, right? And then at some point, I mean, I'm laughing because honestly, at some point the universe said to me, do you think this information was just given to you? And I was like, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And they were like, oh no. Now I do write. I have another book out. I used to be a professional hand drummer. It's called A Beginning Hand Drumming, A Guide to Recreation and Wellness. I mean, don't quit your day job for one book, but it, you know, I had already started to write and I love the writing. I love writing. So anyway, I thought, okay, all right, if you want me to get the word out, I'll do that. And then what happened once I started to put the book together, I realized that including my stories for how I used the information, how I continue to use this information is what I wanted to include. So that came about through my own feeling that it might be helpful to other people. And so every chapter has my stories. And then every chapter has an ending called Reflections, which enables the reader to perhaps think about their own way that they're understanding this topic of hope or suffering. And I've put in two or three questions at the end of every chapter to help that process.
You know what I love about your book and love about you is that, and why I had you on the show is because you know, the show's called Heal It. And, you know, sometimes, like I said in the monologue, we get stuck, right? We just do. And, you know, information that's in your book and that you're giving people today is actually, it's more than information. It's really wisdom to help people to really grow, evolve, become who they're meant to become in this lifetime. And, you know, like you said, you know, we're not meant to go through life suffering and, you know, with challenges and all kinds of, we can really change that up. We can heal it. Yeah. That's what I know.
Yeah. Something that guidance, you know, the universe taught me was that, and it's in the book, it's the chapter on suffering, is that what they have told me is that we, unfortunately, it is the suffering that gets our attention. You know, when we're happy or joyful, most of us, including me, we take that for granted. But when we get our asses kicked, you know, we do pay attention. And unfortunately, we have all collectively, this is what I believe now, have decided that that's the only way. And so there's no judgment on that. But it is an opportunity when we are suffering to decide how much suffering we're going to take on, right? I mean, suffering, we do. There are challenges, there are external challenges that we face. I mean, look at what's going on. People have lost homes. There's, you know, floods. I mean, there's external challenges. People get fired from jobs. But we still have a choice, I believe, because I've seen this in my own life and with clients, to decide how much suffering we're going to have and how much we're going to be affected by external and also internal things that cause us to suffer, whether, as you pointed out, whether that's shame, insecurities, fear. And I think when we get in touch with our own suffering, what we're doing to ourselves through awareness, which is the first chapter of the book, Awareness is All, then we can elevate that, decide how we're going to change that suffering so that we can feel a little better. I think we all know that when we're suffering, when we're in a difficult spot, we don't do well for ourselves. And we don't certainly do well for other people, but we really, really are hurting. And staying in that mode, the universe taught me, it's harder for us to help others when we stay there. And it used to be for me, you mentioned I did grow up depressed. I grew up with a physical disability at a time in the 60s and 70s when we were seen, those of us with physical disabilities that could be seen, were seen as lesser. There was no mainstreaming in schools. I had a lot of shame. And I had to kind of start to understand how I was going to, was I going to stay in that depression? And there were years, and then through the help of tarot and guidance and some therapy in my 20s, I started to realize that I had to do something to shift that perspective. And so the paradigm shifted, right? It went from being years of depression to months, to weeks, to days. And now I'm so aware of that feeling that at the most, it lasts 3 days. And then I have to sit with myself quietly and figure out how I'm going to remove it. And that comes through awareness, through really understanding what is happening in my body, with myself. And then I can release it, because the image I always have is that it's me fighting with me. It's almost like I'm doing this. And the minute I really realize that, and I might not have any answers, I might not know, what's going on. But if I sit long enough, I can get answers. But in that moment, at least I realize that I have to release that suffering.
You know, it brings up an image. I think it's in the Bible, where the angel Gabriel is fighting with who is that? I can't think of it. Maybe Malachi or something. But anyway, they're going through the through this wrestle for for hours and hours, right? And which it really represents the persona fighting with the higher self is what I did. And eventually, we let go, right? We allow to lift up into higher realms of understanding. We have to let go of some of the old ways that we've been showing up. We're holding on so tight. This is the way it is. It has to be this way. And it invites the listener right now, notice in their own life, to be the watcher in your life. And it's like, my question is, can anybody really make you unhappy if you choose to be happy? And can anybody make you happy if you choose to be unhappy, right? That's a good question, because my answer comes up with no. But there's a but there. It's about doing the work, okay? Mm-hmm. It's about releasing some of the emotional baggage of the past. It's not about the memory. It's just about the energy around it. It's releasing the energy so that one can rise up and be able to see things from a new light, which is why I go to my lady that channels for me. His name is Deborah Young. And I see Deborah because she can see, she holds this space of love so deeply like you do. Mm-hmm. That it allows a reflection of love back inside of myself, right? Mm-hmm. Or those that you're working with. And we can let go of whatever we're holding on so tight that it creates this suffering in our life. That's been my experience.
Yeah, that's so well said. My mindful meditation teacher, Amy Trezona, who I absolutely love, she follows a more Buddhist understanding. And she calls that, I think she says the Buddhists call it, and people it might not be right exactly, but she described it, I think the Buddhists call it the second arrow, right? Where we are already suffering, and then we create more suffering. And that's where the problem is. We are going to suffer, but when we then take it out on ourselves, either through alcohol or drugs, or even just being miserable for a month, or not loving ourselves enough, because we do want people to like us, and we don't know how to handle that when they don't, or just whatever fear, whatever's coming up, then we're doing harm to ourselves. And you're right. It is really that internal struggle that can be lifted when we are in a loving presence and loving ourselves. And that's all I'm doing when I'm reading for people, honestly, is enabling them to see the love that they have for themselves. Because ultimately, really, that's the only control we have. I've done readings with clients who they insist that they want to make somebody else happy, whether it's their child or a friend. And, like you were saying, none of us can really do that. The responsibility that we all have is to ourselves. and trying to heal that so we can do better.
Well, you know, it sounds a little self-centered. It's all about us. But the truth is, okay, it's as you can heal and expand and increase your awareness, your love, what happens is that is an energy, that is a vibration, that is a frequency, and it does emanate in the universe. It emanates out. I remember I coached a lady one time. She didn't really like little kids. She didn't like, she was having a hard time. She was in depression and struggling. I said, hey, why don't you do this? Just for 1 week, just think about what you love and just hold that energy. Don't think about what you hate. Think about what you love. Just be there. She said by the end of the week, she told me, she said, Ken, little kids were coming up to me. And like I said, I didn't like little kids. They just wanted to be hanging with me. I said, yeah, that's right, because you are now emanating that which you have, that which is natural to you, and others are attracted to that, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right. So listen, why would you say, I told you my experience, but why would you say people should go to a reader or a medium, a channeler, and what should they look out for too? Okay. Because you're turning over your energy or power over to somebody else to give you some kind of reading. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely say get referrals. Don't just, go into the Rolodex. I mean, get referrals to somebody, because I do believe that that's a very important thing, is to have a good experience. And I know people who have not. And so definitely get a referral if you're going to see somebody. And I think that people come for all sorts of reasons, but I do believe that most of my clients probably come, Ken, for the reason you described, that they feel stuck. They feel that they need more information, perhaps, about a situation so they can make a better choice. There are many reasons people come. They are starting to really see, I think this might be the umbrella for all of us, they're starting to understand and really see for themselves with awareness that they are suffering too much, that they don't feel as good as they want to. So I think many different reasons people come, they feel challenged, but I think that getting a referral is really your best bet in terms of finding somebody who's credible.
I love it. Well, listen, I'm going to take a break. We come back. You know, a lot of people are very interested in the work that you're doing. In fact, it's gained so much popularity, really, I would say, since 2020. And I want to know, what do you suggest if somebody wants to learn how to do this? Okay.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, this is your host, Andy Foster. I'm talking with Jill Amy Sager. She does have a new book out called Guidance from the Universe, and you can get that on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Also, if you'd like to connect with Jill, you can find her. We're putting it on the screen right now. Jill Amy Sager, SAGER.com for my listening audience, JillAmySager.com. You can connect with her there. Jill, the work, okay? So, we're talking about, metaphysical work. We're talking about being able to channel, guide, the guidance or mediumship. Can people learn this themselves?
I know this sounds very cliche, but if I can do this, anybody can do this. I did not grow up with this. There is a book called The Science of Channeling that I read a few months ago, and it came out of the Institute of Noetic Science. I think they're in the Bay Area. And Dr. Wabe, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. She is the head researcher. She's a channeler. She channels, and she's the head researcher there. And she does say that there are many ways that people have come into this. Some people are born with it. Some people have inherited it from family members. She was had that situation. And some people like me, it's spontaneous. And then there are other people who can learn how. And to your question, what I've discovered, actually, I do a talk at a lot of metaphysical fairs called the 25 Techniques for Jumpstarting or Advancing Your Channeling Skills. And what I'm discovering more and more, it's not about learning how. I really believe that this frequency of love is always available. I happen to tune in, which means you can tune in. So it's really about what's blocking us from tuning in, right? As we get older, more and more blocks happen that make it more difficult. Our belief systems get in the way. Our religious upbringing gets in the way. Our fears get in the way. So I think it's more about trying to understand. If you're somebody who wants to start getting messages from the universe, it's really about understanding what's stopping you, because it's there. And I'll tell you this, I have a really good friend. I've known her maybe 30 years. I met her because she came to me for a reading. And she, watching me do what I do over the years, started to give her permission to listen and to tune in and to find ways to let go of her fear, because she was getting so much love from what I was offering her when we worked together and I did readings for her. And now she gets messages from the universe. It's so cool. And this is a person, this is a Virgo, an Aries. She and I are completely like on extremes. I'm an Aquarian. I'm all over the map. She does everything by the book. But she gets messages from the universe. It is so cool. So that's another thing, you know, surround yourself with people who do this so that you yourself can see what's possible. And then really dig into your belief systems. How do you identify with hope, faith? What is your belief system? Are you aware that you might be afraid of the messages you're going to receive, so you're blocking it? And then I think the other tip is that the only way, and this is the non-negotiable, you have to find a way to be quiet. You have to find a way to give yourself maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just to sit quietly and just pay attention. Pay attention and ask. Ask for help more often. And when I say pay attention, because when we're quiet, you know, even I read this many years ago, maybe it was Stephen Covey's book, that CEOs will often put a shower of businesses in their, you know, offices, because at our most relaxed is when we get ideas, when we really can hear the truth, the deep truth for ourselves. So that's another. So when I say sit quietly, it's just a way to relax, to kind of open up, right? And then that's a non-negotiable. And then the other tip, which is fun, I think, is to start asking the universe for help. This idea that there's not enough help to go around, that's ridiculous. There's plenty of help to go around. And to Ken, to your point about this whole thing about us paying attention to me as a selfish act is also so untrue. I believe the majority of us are compassionate and loving people. When we pay attention to ourselves to become who we truly are, all of that compassion and caring isn't going to suddenly disappear. We're not suddenly going to become like egomaniacs. This is about really understanding, again, and I've overstated this maybe, and you've said it too, but doing better for ourselves makes us better. And often I use this example when we, and so I'm telling you this as a motivator, you know, motivate yourself to listen and pay attention and tap into the love, this unconditional love from the universe. Because what I've learned about awareness, not just about the universe, but about myself, is that if I'm sitting at a light, a red light, and I am angry and fuming at a driver in front of me who didn't turn on his turn signal, whatever. And if in that moment of awareness, Ken, it's what you were saying about how we just have to be more uplifted, because if I notice how angry I am, that hurts me. Energetically, it hurts the driver, and it does hurt the world. So that's really hoping people leave with a little bit more motivation to get yourself readings from who can help elevate you. Talk to your friends. Find ways to stop suffering as much as we do.
Well, I love your message. And, the greatest thinker of the Renaissance was Leonardo da Vinci. You know, he's just a creative genius, right? We'd all agree on that. Well, he said that isolation is the price of greatness. And the great sage Yogananda, who brought in yoga in the 1920s to America and taught that yoga means union with the universal God, right? With universal consciousness. He said stillness is the price of greatness. And, and I love what you said. And I'm going to tap in that. You know, we start somewhere. You know, the mind usually for most is so fidgety, right? You can't even sit still for 5 minutes. That's where I started. I couldn't sit still for five minutes. But over a period of years, I trained my mind to be able to stop and slow down and tune into higher realms of consciousness. And most, I realize many billionaires out there, you know, they wake up at 4 a.m, right? Why? Is 4 a.m has some magic? Well, the magic is there's nothing else going on. There's just stillness. And when you can start to connect into stillness, even the Christian Bible, it said, be still and know that I am God. And I would take out I am. Just be still and know the God of your understanding. When you're still, you can tune into that, which is the consciousness of the higher self. So
absolutely. The first time I meditated, did mindful meditation, which is just to be in awareness, I realized that I was sitting in my chair, but my body was across the room. I was so anxious and fidgety. And this is what we're talking about. It's just really being aware of what's happening here. And when I realized that, I was like, why am I over there? When we're aware, we look at ourselves in a mirror, we can't lie to ourselves, and that's kind of what that stillness does. It really brings us to the now, to what's happening in the immediate. And that is really a lot of information. So you're right about that. I agree with you.
Yes, it is. And, here's what I believe. I've said it in my show a few times, but I don't think we need any more information. I believe we need wisdom. That's what's going to change us. That's what's going to change our world. That's what's going to help us to navigate our children, navigate this world of a lot of delusion. Is our inner wisdom. And one of the ways we get inner wisdom, though, is by modeling and mentoring with individuals that have, just like Jill Amy Sager. Okay, who is, she's got her book out there. And, some of you are thinking, wow, maybe I should get that. Well, I'm going to encourage you to get it because, guidance from the universe. And I love what you said, Amy. Love is always there. The only one that's ever moved from it is us. Okay, wisdom is always there. The only one that's moved from that is us, right? And we move because of our childhood upbringing or our programming or societal programming, thinking that, well, there's this, what I can feel, taste, touch, and smell, that's it. There's nothing else. Well, we know that that's not true. But a lot of people don't know that. They're still stuck in that place, right? So when you can let go of that and tune into higher realms of consciousness by reading a book like Amy's, because I know if I were to read that book right now, there's wisdom in it. And every time we read wisdom or truth, it uplifts us. It upshifts our consciousness. And that's how we start to go. I also want to tap on one thing you said. Automatic writing is where you started. That's where I started. And for those people that don't know that, Amy, tell them what that is.
Take a piece of paper, put a pen in your hand, ask the universe for a message, see what happens. And like Ken's saying, it might take a while, and that's okay, but there is information. It's there. And I think that when you're still, you can hear it. And so try that. You might try that when you're sitting, if you decide to set a timer for 5 or 10 minutes to be still, bring that pen and paper with you and see if you start hear something, and write it down. I mean, it's a there's a lot of fun to be had out there. When I started to open up to the universe, I asked for messages, and then, you know, you become more aware of what's going on. I think what changed my view as well was that I started to, I let go of the word coincidence. I started to just see that things were happening maybe as they were meant to be. So I would listen to a, I would ask for a message. I'd listen to a song, and it was the perfect words, you know, to help me during my day. There's a lot of fun ways that you can get help and also to hear messages and get information that you need. And so it's all about playing with it. And as I said earlier, it's about opening up to the belief and asking yourself, you know, if you have any blocks, and those are going to be the reasons that you can't hear, because it's, I really do believe it's just available. It's a radio frequency. That's my bias.
Well, it's all available. Signs are there if you look for them. And yeah, when I was first practicing looking at signs, I would go to, I went to a couple of restaurants, and they would actually say, a couple of them said, do not eat here. And there were restaurants that had C sign. You know, you get A, B, and C. They have C's. I'm like, really? They're put, don't eat? Like, what? I've never seen that before. Or drivers, I don't know, I'd be driving somewhere and, you know, I'd see a license plate that says, you know, turn left or some weird, and I go, oh, this is weird. All right, I'll turn left. And sure enough, what I needed was right there, right? So, right. It, you know, it's there when we, when we're aware. And but to increase awareness, it really does take some understanding how to do that. So my audience, I'm going to tell you one more time, go get her book.
I think it's Deepak Chopra that says meaningful coincidences.
Ah, yeah, meaningful. All right. Yeah, we're out of time. I want to thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And all of you, I want to thank you for being here today. Please tell your family and friends to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And till next time, I hope you continue to look for the ways that you can heal whatever's in your life. Take care.